USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Jade Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked L.A. County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. The decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. The Supreme Court on Tuesday denied a request from Pennsylvania Republicans to block certification of Commonwealth's election results, but the Supreme Court did move on a motion by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. His complaint on Tuesday says four swing states exploited the COVID-19 pandemic to justify ignoring federal and state election laws and unlawfully enacting last-minute changes. Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin have until Thursday to respond to the bill of complaint. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Axios reported on Monday that a Chinese spy named Fang Fang, or Christine Fang, targeted up-and-coming local politicians, including Democrat congressman from California, Eric Swalwell. It's suspected Fang was gathering intel for China as she courted and slept with up-and-coming politicians. Swalwell refused to discuss his relationship with Fang after the publication reported that she had sexual relations with at least two other politicians. In his defense, Mr. Swalwell blamed President Trump. The Trump administration, trying to get a COVID-19 stimulus package done, on Tuesday offered a $916 billion package to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that would send a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin made the offer to Pelosi late Tuesday afternoon. Democrat Chuck Schumer immediately rejected the offer. Nancy Pelosi also blasted McConnell's offer as an attempt to undercut the bipartisan group. A rare Tuesday night football game saw the Ravens beat the Cowboys 34-17. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
After the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Baltimore Ravens 34-17 Tuesday night, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy reacts to former Cowboy, now Ravens wide receiver Dez Bryant testing positive for the China virus right before kickoff.
Yes, I was informed as I was walking on the field, you know, before the kickoff. So, you know, obviously if it is the case, you know, you feel bad that he has the virus. I can't tell you, you know who talked to who or so forth. I'm just going off of what I was told.
Sunday the Cowboys are at the Bengals. The Ravens will be in Cleveland for Monday Night Football. One of the best college football games of the year every year has gotten the China virus axe. USA Radio News Dan Araki explains.
One of the biggest college football rivalries in the country will not have a 2020 edition. The University of Michigan announced Tuesday that its annual game against perennial rival Ohio State has been canceled. Michigan's athletic director said in a statement that the number of positive COVID tests on the team has continued to trend upwards and that the Wolverines would not be able to field a full team on Saturday. Michigan also canceled their game scheduled for last Saturday against Maryland because at least 12 players had tested positive for the virus. The game had been played every year since 1918. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looking down the 2020 college football schedule, 122 games have been postponed or canceled due to China virus and its imposing restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.